Radio Revolution.
The future of radio.
You are weak. Unsure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
This is Cyber Station USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Giacomo Gates inviting you to join us in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Basie was never really commonplace. He was always measures ahead. And Ellington was more than number one for the music and things that he said. Bird was a word back when tenors were heard, from Kansas right up to the Prez, Lester Young. Billy was really the queen of a scene that keeps echoing on in my head. What it has will surely last, but is that jazz?
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with singer Giacomo Gates performing Is This Jazz? And right after that, New York City. From his CD, The Revolution Will Be Jazz, the songs of Gil Scott-Heron. We recently talked with Giacomo when the Jazz Room visited him. In this part two of our interview, he's going to tell us more about his background, and we'll hear music from his CD, Luminosity. Right now, enjoy Is This Jazz? And New York City.
Gets over with notes that go straight to the heart. Brother Robin gets it on with a bass line so strong. Sounds seem to glow in the dark. I take pride in what's mine. Is that really a crime when you know I ain't got nothing else? Only millions of sounds pick me up when I'm down. Let me salvage a piece of myself. What it has will surely last, but is that jazz? It has, will surely last, but is that jazz? What it has, will surely last, but is that jazz? City. I don't know why I love you. of you. Maybe it's because you're mine. Like so many others, I found it all too easy to stand off at a distance and criticize. But there ain't nothing wrong with the city, just some people been wrong there, like everywhere else. New York City, I don't know why I love you. Could be you remind me of myself. Now I've been broken, criticized, and I've been pushed off to the side. I've been kicked when I was damn near out, but I always felt inside like New York City. Misused and mistreated, run with when the running was good, and ignoring the beating, absorbed by the folks who live there, and the gangsters keeping the books. No, there ain't nothing wrong with city, just some people been wrong there, like everywhere else. New York City, I don't know why I love you. Could be you remind me of myself. Sound of the city transports you around the sun. Music from every nation that helps make the island one. And home to both tramp and artist and dreamers from everywhere. But most of all, kind-hearted people whose stories that ain't on the air. New York City, I don't know why I love you. Maybe it's because you're mine. Like so many others, found it all too easy to stand off at a distance and criticize. But there ain't nothing wrong with the city, just some people been wrong there, like everywhere else. New York City, don't know why I love you. Could be you remind me of myself. Now I've been broken, criticized, I've been pushed off to the side, I've been kicked when I was damn near out, but I always felt in like New York City. I don't know why I love you. Something inside of me I feel. New York City, I don't know why I love you. Don't know why I love you, but it's real. New York, New York.
Tell us just a bit about your background. I know it's been varied and through the years. And
yeah, well, you know, I think I said earlier, I'm a fan of the music. I was always a fan of the music. As an 8-year-old kid, I took guitar lessons for 7 or 8 years. I played okay. You know, but I wasn't somebody that Tal Farlow had to worry about, or Vic Juris, or, you know, those guys. But I could kind of get around on it. But I played in a couple of wedding bands. And when I played in a wedding band, I was like 18 years old. And the guys who I played with were probably in their middle 20s. And when I played in a wedding band, you played Gershwin and Cole Porter and Harold Arlen and Rodgers and Hart. You played standards. So I became acquainted with that music. My father played big bands on records in the house, from Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Fletcher Henderson and Sawyer Finnegan and Cab Calloway. He was a big fan of Cab, so I heard singers like Cab and Joe Williams and Al Hibbler. So I was exposed to that music, and I was always a fan of the music. I mean, when my friends and I also were listening to the Fourth Tops and Jimi Hendrix, I was listening to Monk and Dexter Gordon. They would say, "Who's that?" You know. So I was current with what was going on when I was in my teens, but I was listening to music from another generation. And maybe because I was a little bit savvy as an instrumentalist, I appreciated what I heard. I listened to Lambert, Hendrix and Ross and Eddie Jefferson and that whole thing, the high lows, you know. I have a wide taste in music, but there are certain things that I favor. But I never pursued the music until my late 30s. I was bouncing around the country working construction. I moved to Alaska when I was 25 years old.
I was going to stay for a year. I ended up staying about 14. And in the meantime, I worked about a year in Washington State construction. I worked a little while in Arizona on a road job. I went to Lake Charles, Louisiana, worked on an offshore drill rig. And then occasionally I would sit in somewhere at a club if it was available. But I wasn't chasing the music. It was just something that, you know, I had fun with. I went back to Alaska. I got involved in a festival there in a vocal workshop. And several instructors were from, you know, all over the world. And several of them approached me. Among them was a cat named Grover Sales, who was from San Francisco. He was up there writing and giving some lectures. And he was like Dizzy's road manager in the 50s. He was part of the Monterey Jazz Festival. He, along with a few others, encouraged me and said, you know, you're not going to get hurt up here. I said, well, I'm not trying to get hurt up here. I live up here. But it felt good to be on the bandstand. I went back to working somewhere remote, and I thought, well, I about had enough of this. It's time for me to do something else. So I picked up and came back to the East Coast, where I'm originally from, and tried to make some noise, you know, whether it started out locally and regionally, then, and more than that. And then I got, my first record was on DMP Records called Blue Skies. The producer was Helen Keane from Bill Evans fame. And one thing kind of led to another, and I had Fly Right on Sharp 9 and Luminosity on G88 Records, the Gil Scott-Heron record. I was on, I guessed it on a couple. I've been able to play some festivals and clubs around the United States. I've been to Italy a couple of times, Australia. I was part of the Four Brothers with Mark Murphy, Kurt Elling, and Andy Bay. And I'm still out here trying to swing. It's obvious that Bobby Troup had love of travel. she wrote a very famous tune called Route 66, or Route 66. Well, he was also very fond of fine food. So he combined his love of travel and his love of cuisine. Put them together, and this is what he said. I know a chef from Albuquerque who excels in bacon turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque. I'm such a hungry man. I know a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I want chop suey, I go to East St. Louis. I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. I know a fish house in Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. Silver clams in a bucket, I go to old Pawtucket. I'm such a hungry man. Sweet dee dee da dee do be good la da. Ba bo ba da sweet dee da 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 da. Silly. I also eat a lot there, the pepper pot they got there. I'm such a hungry man. Often fly up to the Maine coast to get some boiled lobster with some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, munch a Mexican tamale. I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab is one of my favorite snacks. Nothing beats a piece of pizza at Laguna. I get my tuna fish. I know a gal from Tucumcari.
She is the one I'm gonna marry. Well, she was fat and not good looking, but then she started cooking. That's when love began. 'Cause baby, I'm a hungry man. Let's face it, I'm famished.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard our featured guest, Giacomo Gates, singing Hungry Man from his CD, Luminosity. We continue now with our chat with Giacomo Gates. Well, it's been great having you here in the Jazz Room, Giacomo.
My pleasure.
Oh, boy. I have to tell you, and I want to say this on air. You, to me, are... It's like a master class for a singer listening to you.
I'm knocked out.
Because it was such a wonderful thing to listen to, but you just learn so much in one sitting, and I just really enjoy.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm flattered.
I really appreciate that. Now, can we? Would you please tell everybody how they can find your music?
I'd like to be able to say go down to your local record store, but there aren't too many of those left. So you can go to GiacomoGates.com, and that's GiacomoGates, GiacomoGates.com. And there's a discography on there, and you can listen to parts of every CD, and you can just email Jazz Corner from the website and request which one you want, and they take care of it, and I mail it out. Pretty simple.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room.
My pleasure. Thanks, Joan.
Anything can be done to me. Though you have the power of a Bonaparte to save your soul, you can't save your heart. Though you have the power of a Bonaparte to save your soul, you can't save your heart. Rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Come the snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Come love, nothing can be done. Come the fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Come love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any. Start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. La la. Thank you.
comes a summons, you can hide behind the door. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousey, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes love, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done.
I want 2, 3, 4. Stretch limos and female bodyguards. I want first class tickets for all of my parts. I want Hummers and Ferraris in my garage. I want at least 50 people in my entourage. I want to be full of myself. I want a fully managed package with a big record deal. I want standing room only with young girls that squeal. I want stadiums full with 50-page riders. I want to be known to all the squares and outsiders. I want to be full of myself.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. This ends our two-part series of our feature and talk with Giacomo Gates. You heard Comes Love just a little while ago, and now you're listening to Full of Myself, both from his CD, Luminosity. We love hearing from you. You may send your questions and comments through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Also there, you'll find a photo of our guest, Giacomo Gates, and a link to his website, giacomogates.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
I'll be the worst at fashion, sloppy sweats, sneakers and jeans. I'll have plenty, plenty money, but appear without means. I won't take any input or advice from anyone. I'll be busy spending money and having big fun. I want to be full of myself. I'll have websites, email addresses, big cribs with guarded entries, cell phones and beepers, and no one can ever, ever reach me. I want to be as popular as I can be, so I can wear sunglasses and no one will know it's me. I want to be full of myself. I want to be full of myself.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
Future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.